The 60s official site, where your memories come alive.
Ella Fudge, 1968, You Keep Me Hanging On. Before that, the Rascals. Now, they weren't the Young Rascals by then because they got older. 1968, People Got to Be Free. And, of course, Born to Be Wild, Steppenwolf. So you had Steppenwolf being born, you had the Rascals growing up, and then you had Vanilla Fudge. That was a pretty good group. You Keep Me Hanging On, I'll tell you that. All right, 1968. And we got another couple right here. Here's a couple from 1968. Let's just start it off. You're All I Need to Get By.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see.
Strength where I was torn down. Don't know what's in store, but together we can. I've been waiting so long.
from 68 right there. We had Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, You're All I Need to Get By, and then Cream, Sunshine of Your Love. Yep, that song just rose to the top because that's what it does. Yeah. Okay, so we have now the Youngbloods from 1969, and they're going to sing Get Together, and then we're going to talk about the Youngbloods. We have a little story to tell, and let's try this one, Carl.
But a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know.
1969, the Youngbloods get together. Speaking of the Youngbloods, in 1964, the Kingston Trio became the first to record the song, including it on their album, Back in Town, as Let's Get Together. 1965, the California group We Five were the first to release the song as a single, taking it to number 31 in the U.S. as Let's Get Together. Okay? Jesse Colin Young, who had been performing the song as a solo artist, released it with his band, the Youngbloods, in 1967. This release had little impact, peaking at 62 in America in October of 67, somehow missing the Summer of Love. Get Together stayed in the spirit of mood with covers by Linda Ronstadt, the Sunshine Company, the Staples Singers in 1968, but it didn't break through as a hit until 1969, when the National Conference of Christians and Jews distributed it to radio and TV stations to support Brotherhood Week. How about that? At the time, broadcasters were required to run public service announcements, PSAs, for the public good. And we did, we in radio. Nonprofit organizations vied for this airtime with messages that were often preachy, don't do drugs, or unappealing, or rash. It could be the sign of something worse. Brotherhood Week was a fun one with this catchy tune in the background. These PSAs were very popular. Listeners started calling radio stations to ask about the song. Well, this prompted the Youngbloods record company, RCA, to re-release it, and this time it was an undeniable hit. It reached number 5, September 1969, and you heard it right here on Soundtrack of the 60s with Neal Stephens on the 60s official site. Thank you, Carl. All right, now we're going to play the group that's not a group. Really never was a group. Sort of was, but then wasn't. And if that's confusing, don't worry about it. Just enjoy top song for 1969, Sugar Sugar, the Archies.
Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting. Sugar, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. I just can't believe the loveliness of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Sugar, the Archies, 1969. Here's another one that that challenged every song anywhere. The Rolling Stones, they'll challenge you anywhere too. The Rolling Stones, Honky Tonk Woman. Rolling Stones, 69, September, Honky Tonk Woman right there, yep. I remember listening to that at your father's mustache in Boston. Yep, I remember that. And was it Brookline Avenue or Beacon Street? Might have been Beacon Street. I took a walk from my college down and went in, and there it was playing. Boy, I just love that song. Now, this last song, this is the end of the show. Hey, I can't believe we're here already. I didn't even know it. Jackie DeShannon, 1969. Song means a lot to everyone. Everyone, me and you and Carl, everybody, including you. Put a little love in your heart, Jackie DeShannon.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late.
That wraps it up, folks. Put a little love in your heart. Jackie DeShannon right there from 1969. Neal Stephens saying bye-bye. And thank you for tuning in the soundtrack of the 60s on the 60sofficialsite.com. That's where you are. Tell everybody. And we'll do it again in October. Ooh, Halloween coming up. Ooh, might be a little scary. You never know. But we'll see you in October, and we'll let the Marquees take us on out of here with the last.